job.
Mr. President, I have Dr. Kissinger.
Fine.
Go ahead, please.
Hey, Henry.
Mr. President.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that the third wave of B-52s got out and no planes shut down.
Good.
So out of 90 today, we only had one damaged and that returned to the base.
Good.
So,
did you hear anything?
Well, Radio Hanoi has been off the air for 10 hours.
All right. Good.
And that is bound to create havoc up there.
Good.
Because they rely on that radio, and also it's the radio on which all their guerrillas rely for news and instructions.
Right.
So I think we're giving them a message they won't forget so easily.
Right.
Actually, when one reads one tweet statement today, it's reasonably restrained. They may go tough on us tomorrow.
Well, if they do, they do, right?
I think, Mr. President, it's the only right course.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting that that fellow Sullivan, who, of course, is basically play the winners, but you really think that he honestly thinks we did the right thing, or,
oh, yeah,
or do you think he's just playing the games?
No, well, he
probably wants to be ambassador to the Philippines.
Sure.
Nice.
He hardly plays the game, but...
He didn't think we'd do it, huh?
Oh, no. I told him in Paris that when we left, he said, well, the president is caught between the two Vietnamese parties. I said, the worst mistake anyone can make is to think this president lets himself be caught. I said, I have no idea what he's going to do, but my guess is that he'll turn on both of them.
Right.
And I think... if we now get the agreement, it makes it enforceable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Exactly. Now we got their attention.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, the whole business about the bombing, it hasn't raised all that much hell yet.
No, it's amazing. It has raised very little hell.
Right.
People don't give a damn whether it's a B-52 or a DC-3.
That's right. And the point is that... they realize that we've got to do something. We just can't sit here.
And of course, that little handicap, because Radio Hanoi isn't putting anything out. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the line is.
That's right.
They've been off the air now for 10 hours.
Cool. Now, when are you going to hear from Haig?
Well, Haig is seeing Tew again tomorrow, so I should hear by noon.
Mm-hmm.
But he already saw Lon Nol. Lon Nol thinks... that Tew is crazy. He doesn't understand why he doesn't jump at it.
He does?
Yeah.
Good. He's convinced him, at least.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we'll come out of this. If we get an agreement now, we'll come out a lot stronger.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is we got a few chips we didn't have any before, and now we got some at a very great cost, but to hell with it.
Well, Mr. President, if it works, it's going to be like May 8th.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work, we still got an option.
Well, if it doesn't work, we, A, got an option, and B, we are no worse off than, we are even then better off than having done nothing.
That's right.
Because the other thing had a much better chance of not working. Because Bill Sullivan told me how they stonewalled us in the technical meeting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right, Mr. President.
Well, Sullivan's earned Philippines as a result of this.
Yeah, he certainly has.
And we'll put him there. And then I also told Holloman today we'll put Marshall Green in Australia.
Good, excellent.
Gets him the hell, and then I'll put a businessman, believe me, in Indonesia.
Great.
Yeah, one of our men.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Right. Absolutely.
Fine, Henry.
Right, Mr. President. Right.